You're listening to Women Sipping on Life with Dr. Shannon. If you're thirsty for inspiration, hope, certainty, abundance, movement, purpose, health, and love, then it's time to stop drowning in your life and start sipping on it. You've made the right decision to tune in because we got nothing but smooth sailing from here.
Well, hello, dear soul. Welcome back to the program. This is Dr. Shannon, founder of WomenSippingOnLife.com and author of the best-selling 12 Engagements of Becoming the Great Lover of Your Life, Date Yourself Well. And welcome back to Women Sipping on Life. Hey, I want to give a big shout-out today to Miss Katie from the Philadelphia area. I had the opportunity to meet with Katie last night. Katie, you're a dear soul. I am so excited to get to know you better and to continue sipping on life with you, as well as all of you today. I'm so grateful. So today, this is what we're talking about. It's time for a happy nappy. I know. Do you ever feel like that? Seriously, like you just need to put yourself down for a nap. Like, honestly, like you're no different than a two-year-old that's pitching a fit and having a temper tantrum, and all of a sudden you're just like losing it and you're having a meltdown. It's time for a happy nappy. So I had one of those moments yesterday. Oh my goodness, I'm not even kidding you. All of a sudden things are going along just fine, and all of a sudden my attitude goes right down the drain, seriously. All of a sudden I started having these feelings of self-doubt and like not believing that things were going the way that I thought they should be going, and you know what I'm talking about. All of a sudden you get this thought, and all of a sudden, you get these feelings come over you, and you're like, what is going on here? Now, it may be hormones, I don't know, but all I'm going to say is this. For a moment, I was not believing the truth. Let's put it that way. And I was just feeling like crying myself to sleep, but I was like, you know, I'm going to keep going. I'm going to keep pushing through. Well, in that moment, I stopped and said, wait a minute. Okay, this is neither good nor bad. It simply is. It's how I'm feeling right now. And I stopped, and I took a little sip, and I said, all right, what is my heart telling me it needs right now? Is it saying I need to keep pushing through and just like keep cramming it down its throat? Or do I need to take a little break? And that felt like the right thing to do. So I went and I lay down on my comfy bed, and I lay down with my very soft, fuzzy blanket. I grabbed my Banky and I lay down. And let me tell you, it was a divine little happy nappy. It's exactly what I needed. And I woke up and it was like, wow, completely refreshed, completely on target, completely back on track. It was like I'd never had those feelings before, okay? Honestly. So if that's you today, dear, I'm telling you, you can push through and you can keep grinding and you can keep making yourself do it, or you can stop and ask yourself, what is it that you really need here? I had a choice in that moment where I could either push myself, and sometimes, you know what, that's required. Just give yourself a little push, remind yourself, I can do this, it's okay, we're okay, you're doing well, let's go. Or, you know, to really stop and really listen to what my heart was telling me. And my heart was saying, you know what, I need a break right now. So that's what I did. I gave myself a little time out, but in a very nice little time out. I gave myself a little mini vacay. That's right, a little mini vacay. And I took a happy nappy and I woke up happy and refreshed. So the next time you're feeling a certain way, whatever way that is, give yourself time and space to actually feel it and then to ask yourself, what's true about this? And what is it really that I need right now? No different than if you had a little girl that came up to you, your little girl, and said, hey, mama, I'm tired. I'm having a meltdown here right now, and I don't know what to do. And, she's losing it. You just remind her that she's loved. Yep, that's what I did. I reminded myself that I was loved. Literally, consciously said to myself, what's the most loving thing I can do to myself right now? And I said, you know what? I can actually tenderly just allow myself to take a moment, to take a rest. You know, the beginning of the word restoration is rest, right? And sometimes we try the rest, now it's time for the best. And sometimes all we need for the best is to get the rest. And you know, it's interesting because that's not my go-to mode usually. Usually I'm on the go mode. I'm either all out 1000%, go, 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 or I'm sleeping, really. There's not a lot of in between. But what I've found is over the years, I'm like, you know, what works and what's not working? So when my body or my brain or my emotions or my heart and soul are saying, hey, you know, it's time to put the brakes on, take a little break. Let me tell you, when I come back, I get more done in a shorter period of time than if I had sat there and cranked it out and made myself produce. Instead, I said, I'm going to allow my creative energy to replenish itself. And I got up and I got going, and it was incredible. So if that's you today, I just want to encourage you. This is a short, sweet one today, because sometimes, you know, that's all we need is to just take a little happy nappy to get our happy back. You know, it's interesting, when Annie was little, our neighbor, she had five children. This woman is so incredible. And she had five children, and she was always so peaceful and calm. And I remember one day, I'm like, how in the world do you stay so peaceful and so calm with five kids? She said, you know what? I found that if I start to freak out, everyone freaks out. So I keep myself calm and everyone stays calm. So I was like, that's a great lesson for life, right? So if you want to experience calm and you want to be calm, you have to bring the calm. So she used to watch my daughter. And when she offered the first time, I was like, are you kidding me? You have five children. Why would you want to add one more and now have six? She said, hey, anything over two is a handful. You know, once I went beyond two, it was like I was outnumbered. You know, she's like, at least with two, you have a hand for each. You can hold their hands. Once you got three, it's all over. So she said six. It's like the more the merrier. So when Annie used to go to her house, she would have, after lunch, she would have a little time of happy nappy. And that's where that happy nappy came from. And I remember being so impressed with this friend of mine. She's just like incredible. And I'd say, where did you come up with the happy nappy? She said, because I need a little break after lunch. So whether they sleep or not, that's their business. But everybody gets calm. Everyone takes their happy nappy. And simply by defining it happy nappy, it was no longer such a struggle. It's so interesting. So my daughter grew up thinking and knowing about the happy nappy. And to this day, we talk about the happy nappy. And I still put myself in those happy nappies when necessary. So please grab your Sacred Soul Date Journal, your daily action to engage with yourself. And today's Sacred Soul step is this. Write yourself a permission slip to take a happy nappy, to take a little break, and pause and remember why you're doing what you're doing, and give yourself a little bit of extra love today. I hope this helps you. I'll look forward to seeing you again tomorrow. This is Dr. Shannon, inspiring minds that want to know and hearts that want to grow, so you can love you, your life, and your life's work well, one sip at a time.
Thanks for listening to Women Sipping on Life with Dr. Shannon. Please tune in again tomorrow for another sip of life, and invite your best girlfriends to join in. We'd love it if you give us a rating and review in iTunes and subscribe. For more inspiration and life-giving content for souls like you, go to womensippingonlife.com today.